This is Dave Glowatz. Welcome to another in my series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on politics and government for the Chicago Reader and who's on the phone with me today. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Thank you, David.
Today, we're talking about an article that you wrote with Mick Dumke.
You mean the great Mick Dumke?
I do. That appeared in the Reader on December 1st, 2011, and it's titled The Politics of Pot. And in this article, you and Mick talk about the willingness of city, county, and state elected officials, or the lack of willingness, I should say, depending on who you're talking about, to entertain the decriminalization on some level of marijuana. Let's start out by talking about a press conference that you described, which was organized by Cook County Commissioner John Fritchie. And this conference reportedly was to call for Chicago police to stop arresting people for possession of small amounts of marijuana. Alderman Danny Solis reportedly took over the press conference to announce what amounts to, I would characterize it as an Emanuel administration effort to decriminalize marijuana. Why do you think the mayor would want to appear or have Chicago appear to be ahead of other jurisdictions on decriminalization?
That's a good question. I just want to tweak it a little bit, if I may.
You may.
I don't think it was an effort by Mayor Emanuel to take the lead in decriminalizing marijuana in Chicago. I think it was an effort by Mayor Emanuel to take control of this issue until he can figure out what he wants to do with it. I'm not sure I would say that Mayor Emanuel wants to decriminalize marijuana. I don't think he's ever really thought about this issue at much length. I don't actually think he thinks about a lot of issues at much length other than strategies that will advance his political careers. You know, I've said this many times before, he's a political animal. And so I think at the top of his mind is he's wondering, how will an effort to decriminalize marijuana affect his larger political aspirations, as opposed to whether we need to decriminalize or actually legalize marijuana, whether it's in the best interest of people in the city of Chicago.
So let me see if I'm getting this. You're saying that you think that he looked out on the political landscape and saw that this issue was getting lots of attention, and he thought, I better get on the ball with this.
Right.
Because I need this. I want this attention.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think was going on. This issue, if I may pat myself and Mick on the back, really has been emerging locally now. Of course, this is a national issue, as you know, Dave. But on a local level, it's been picking up steam since the summer when we came out with our story, The Grass Gap. God, is that hard to say.
Especially when you're stoned.
I know. Stoned on coffee today. It's been picking up issue. Tony Preckwinkle, Cook County Board President, really was sort of the front runner when she said that she felt the war on drugs had failed and it's time we rethink some of our assumptions about locking up people for possessing marijuana. And then John Fritchie, who's a Northside commissioner on the Cook County Board, began making moves on this front around the idea that we need to save money. And the Tribune editorial board jumped on it and endorsed the notion of ticketing people for marijuana use as a way of saving money in law enforcement and bringing in more money to the coffers of the county and the city. So suddenly, you know, you have elected officials and mainstream newspapers talking about reshifting the whole way we deal with marijuana. Emanuel figured, you know what? I have to be on top of this issue. If it's going to be coming out of Chicago, at the very least, I want to shape it. Kind of in a similar way, in a weird way, reminds me of Mayor Daley's taking control of the cigarette ban. Oh, God, what a ridiculous spectacle that was. The ban on smoking in Chicago a few years back, but I'll stay focused on this matter. But it kind of reminds me of the same, where a powerful mayor wants to control whatever legislation comes out of his city. Danny Solis was sent to the press conference to effectively announce that he, Danny Solis, who was a close ally of Mayor Emanuel and who had never publicly spoken out on this issue, was now going to introduce legislation that would decriminalize marijuana in Chicago, and then he would hold hearings on the subject. Danny assures me, I've had a couple conversations with him, that he was not sent by the mayor, but that this was something that he's been thinking of for a long time. So
despite his denied ability, he was sent by the mayor.
Yes, and I respectfully disagree with Danny on this matter. I do believe he was sent by the mayor, if not literally the mayor, then the mayor's aides and advisors said, Danny, get over there.
So maybe technically he was not sent by the mayor himself.
Right, yeah.
Exactly the kind of obfuscation.
Deniability, you know, on the sending part. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think Danny would have been championing this issue the way he did out of nowhere if the mayor hadn't green-lighted it. And now we're at a situation in Chicago where they're either going to bury this legislation or concoct some ordinance that manages to make Mayor Emanuel look progressive at the same time without making look like he's weak on law enforcement. So I have a prediction, Dave, that the absurdity of our marijuana laws will continue, but maybe I'll be wrong.
We'll check back on that one if any of our listeners want to place bets on Ben's prediction.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty general prediction, so you might get that one. I presume you saw the Sun-Times series on marijuana. I think it was like what 4 or 5 parts.
Yes.
And they had different themes each day. Talked about, much like you and Mick reported, they talked about the arrest statistics and the court statistics. Was there anything in the series that you found revealing or shedding light in a way that you guys have not?
They went at it a different perspective, and I wouldn't call it shedding light. Well, it did shed light in an ironic way, I suppose. They went at it from the notion that decriminalizing or legalizing marijuana would somehow or other fortify the evil drug cartels that control so much of marijuana sales. And they linked a legalization and decriminalization to these heartless criminals who cut people's heads off. And so there was one line in the piece, I can't remember if they were quoting a law enforcement agent or they were saying it themselves, but they alluded to somebody in the suburbs smoking a joint, saying every time you light up that joint, you're helping the cartels. And I think that may be one of the most absurd lines I've ever heard of, because if you legalize marijuana, you're putting the cartels out of business. It's the criminalization of marijuana that creates the black market, which is to a large degree or to some degree, I don't know how much, controlled by evil cartels and bad people. So it's, I think, ludicrous to assume that legalization will benefit criminals. I think that legalization would shift control of the market to companies that are regulated by the government, much like legalized gambling shifted control of gambling from the numbers rackets to the state of Illinois, for better or for worse.
And then you would get to write about how the marijuana concession got awarded at O'Hare Airport.
Yes, sir. That's the coming story. Yeah, that's a great one, Dave. Yeah. And I think I may have told you this before, when they combined the two, legalized marijuana and legalized gambling at Chicago's casino, and then they just, you know, some poor guy tries to play blackjack while stoned.
The house wins even more.
Yeah, so I thought that the Chicago Sun-Times story was largely influenced by law enforcement officers, officials who, for reasons I cannot quite discern, want to keep this drug war going, even though I think most people agree with President Preckwinkle that it's been a failure.
We'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
If you want to hear more of my interviews with Ben Jarofsky, go to MrRadio.org, or you can subscribe to our podcast, which will get them to you automatically. You can find the instructions there at the website, or search on iTunes for Ben Jarofsky or for my name, Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.